Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller, with special guest, Brother Joe Cuthbertson.
The lighthouse has a purpose. Amen. You know, it stands no matter what. You know, especially when you build it on concrete, on a rocky shore, the waves can hit it and bounce off from it. The lighthouse is still there. Amen. But you know what? Sometimes that light will go out. Yeah. Yeah. Somebody have to go in there and replace that bug. Mm-hmm. Whenever we as God's children find out that we are getting weak, mm-hmm. that light that's supposed to shine, the Spirit of God can bring it back.
Restore
that light.
That's right.
Why? Because there's a constant need for light in this world. Mm-hmm. There's a constant need for it.
Yeah.
And woe be unto us to let that light go out and not to do anything to try to get it relit.
Amen.
Because we have become defeated against what God told us when we say we're more than conquerors.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want that to happen.
That's right.
You know, I'd go to bat with anybody in here when they get out here in this world that they'll take a stand for what's right. I guarantee you that if something happened right now and you were confronted with a situation, I honestly believe that Christ's characteristics would show up in us.
Amen.
To God be the glory.
To God, Lord.
To God be the glory.
Amen.
So you see, what it is, excuse me, is the determination of our enemy.
Yeah.
Our desire to feed the spirit of the new man and not give him an opportunity to cause us to waver in what we do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people say, but Joe, that's on the shirt you got. I wear this faith shirt every time when I go out soul winning.
That's all right.
You know, you know, I wear it where I go, you know. And but you know what? It's by faith.
It's by faith.
It's by faith.
It's by faith.
It's by faith. You know, that God, that we do the things we do and can accomplish the things we do in Christ by faith.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know that He has all the answers. And see, what He does, the Spirit of God does, is He directs us. He encourages us. He leads us. He does all those good things. And He instructs us
mm-hmm.
through His Word. That's why God's Word is so important.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's so important. You know, I was doing some work at a church, and I won't say the name, but they had a lot of good ideas and said a lot of good things. But when it boiled all down to it, they were wrong in what they was doing, and they didn't know it. Well, right then, I couldn't do nothing because you had like 3,000 people sitting up there. You know, I don't want to bust down up in there and go to jail. But you know, I think God lets you know when the time is right to open your mouth.
There you go.
You know, it's got to be a proper time for everything.
That's right.
You know, I'm not like Brother Spike. I don't go around the corner around a bunch of guys. Some got knives. You know, and go up in there and still preach the gospel.
Yeah.
But that's great. That's great.
I'm scared.
I know.
I had God.
That's it.
I had God.
You had God.
He calmed my fears.
But you know, the main reason why I wanted to do a recap on this here, because God had laid a little something more in my heart, and because we need to fully understand the importance of reflecting Christ's image. It's got to be foremost in our life. If we reflect Him, then what's going to happen? We're going to receive blessings that we never even thought of.
Mm-hmm.
When we stand before God and that book is open, And you know, and I'm not going to be ashamed. I'm going to be just like that soldier at attention.
There you go.
Because I, you know, it's just like the Minutemen. Y'all know about the Minutemen, right? There was some guys back in the older days that at a spare of a moment, they was ready to go to battle.
There you go.
They was ready to go to battle. And they knew what their position was. So they was like on call all the time. We, God's people, are on call all the time. Because you never know when God's going to call us to take a stand.
Amen.
He's going to call us to take a stand. Trust me. He has begun a good work in you, and He will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. He ain't come back yet. So it means He's still performing.
That's right.
He's still got something for us to do.
Amen.
Thank God. Thank God.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.